Thanks for joining us today. I'm Parker Tice.
And I'm Zoe Karajanis. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom. A new report from the Toronto Foundation found that the city is one of the loneliest places in Canada, with 37% of adults saying they feel lonely at least 3 days a week. This makes Toronto adults lonelier than those in any other major Canadian city. The study found that many Toronto residents reported high levels of anxiety and depression. 50% of adults say they feel depressed at least 1 day a week, while 22% of workers feel burnt out most or all of the time.
Did you know that TMU has its own UNICEF club? With more on their first charity event of the school year, here's Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne.
Students gathered outside of the SCC on Thursday to attend a book drive put on by the UNICEF Canada Club at TMU. In their first event of the school year, the club raised $213 for their cause by selling a wide variety of used and vintage books to interested students. The books were provided by a well-known Toronto bookstore called The Scribe, and every dollar raised by the club will go towards UNICEF Canada, an organization that advocates for and works towards the protection of children's rights around the world.
We're fortunate enough to have a donation from one of the bookstores, the local bookstores, and we thought it would be a great way to kind of involve the community and like different type of events and see who is interested in some of the books that we have to offer. And I think it's a good way to kind of accept donations and encourage people to donate to our cause, which is to contribute to UNICEF Canada as a whole.
The club said they exceeded their fundraising goal and are pleased with the turnout. They say if you're interested in more information about their club and upcoming events, you can find them on Instagram at UNICEF_TMU. And for more details about the book drive, you can visit our website, ontherecordnews.ca. For On the Record News, I'm Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne.
A recent Statistics Canada study revealed that nearly 7 million Canadians struggled with hunger last year. And amid rising inflation, some even went days without food. In 2022, 18% of Canadian families reported experiencing food insecurity within the last 12 months. This is an increase from 16% in 2021. Food insecurity, which was defined as the lack of a sufficient amount of food or quality of diet, was found to be more prominent in racialized families.
TMU's Science Discovery Zone made history last week by creating the world's first plant-based salmon fillet. Lead researcher Chris Bryson found that plant-based salmon doesn't contain the same harmful microplastics and mercury commonly found in normal salmon. Bryson and his 20-person team plan to launch the dish next summer, eventually hoping to debut in restaurants with a long-term goal of it being a cheaper alternative.
Do you love art and dogs? You might want to pay a visit to Toronto's West End before next Wednesday. Here's Parker with more.
This weekend, Toronto artist Zach Rosen is showcasing a series of artworks dedicated to Toronto's dog parks. As a certified dog trainer, Rosen wants to share the intimate bonds between dogs and owners through these pieces featuring the various dogs he takes for walks around the city.
Toronto's outdoor space and our dog parks, it's kind of a blurring between what we consider to be wild and what we consider to be domesticated. Just like, you know, if you take your dog off leash, you get a very different dog than the one that's sitting on your couch. As much as we want them to be our little fur babies, they're their own creatures. When we bring them out, it's a kind of a way that we're sharing these wild spaces with them. And these places are very important. You would assume our parks are protected, but I just never know. And I kind of want to document and commemorate these spaces while they're here. A huge part of my job is taking dogs to these parks, and I've gotten to know them very well. And I just kind of wanted to show people what I saw when I see these places. Again, it's a way of kind of expressing how important these places are to me and trying to package it so that other people can see that too. I spent years and years of my life sitting down behind a keyboard, and there's just something about being outside in motion and with these dogs that live in the moment that has been so nice for me. And there's a real joy and there's a healing to that.
A Brush with the Wild is displayed at the Northern Contemporary Gallery in Roncesvalles until November 22nd. A new development in the tragic death of an American hockey player and more on the Parapan Am Games opening ceremony that's happening tonight. Here's Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne with your sports update.
Thanks, guys. I'm Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne, and here's what you need to know in the world of sports. The opening ceremony for the Parapan Am Games is happening tonight in Santiago, Chile. 140 athletes will represent Team Canada, including paracyclist Shelley Gauthier and wheelchair tennis player Rob Shaw, who are both set to be the flag bearers in tonight's ceremony. The games are taking place from November 17th to November 26th and will feature nearly 2,000 athletes from across the globe. Police in England have arrested a man on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of hockey player Adam Johnson. 29-year-old Johnson tragically died after an Elite Ice Hockey League game on October 28th when his neck was cut by a skate. South Yorkshire police did not provide the name or age of the suspect, who has since been released on bail. But it was Toronto-born's Matt Petgrave's skate that caused Johnson's fatal injury. And in more hockey news, training camp has begun for members of Toronto's Professional Women's Hockey League. Earlier this month, it was announced that TMU's own Mattamy Athletic Centre will act as the team's home base for the 2023-2024 season. The yet-to-be-named team's initial roster consists of 29 players, including several 2022 Olympic gold medalists. The roster must be trimmed to 23 players by December 11th. And that's all in sports. Thanks for joining me. I'm Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne for On the Record. And now, back to you in the studio.
How much would you do for tickets to see Taylor Swift? Fans in British Columbia are turning to the higher power. Here's Maria Pastelniak with more in entertainment.
I'm Maria Pastelniak, and here's the latest in entertainment. Grammy nominations are in. Drake and Alison Russell are among a handful of Canadian artists who've nabbed a nomination. Drake chalked up 4 nominations for Her Loss, his 2023 album featuring artists like 21 Savage. Let's hope it's not his loss on awards night. Another Canadian to enjoy the Grammy clout is Ryan Gosling, aka Ken. His anthem, I'm Just Ken, from the Barbie movie, was recognized for Best Song Written for Visual Media category. The Grammy Awards will take place on February 4th, 2024. Drumroll, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute revealed the highly anticipated theme for this year's Met Gala. In a press release, they announced the theme as Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening. This motif will set the tone for the exhibit that will be showcased at the gala event. But more importantly, it will serve as a dress code for the event's star-studded red carpet. As the show's theme is famously subject to interpretation, we can expect celebs donning classic vintage pieces or putting a creative twist on their PJs. Desperate eras call for desperate measures. Parents across BC have reported chanting and candlelight prayers as teens try everything in their power and the higher powers to swipe Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets. Last week, Ticketmaster said a limited number of fans who register, and perhaps do a chant or two, will receive a pre-sale code giving them a chance to buy tickets for next year's show. Let's hope the higher powers are more accommodating. I'm Maria Pastelniak, back to you in the newsroom.
Time for a look at your weather for this week. Here's On the Record's Tori Goodwin with more.
Good morning, TMU. Welcome to On the Record Weather. I'm Tori Goodwin. Let's take a look at what you should expect today. It's a warm but rainy day here in Toronto with a high of 12 degrees. The warmer temperature seems to be a pattern as Brampton, Hamilton, Mississauga, and St. Catharines are all expecting highs of 13. Guelph and Kitchener have highs of 11, whereas Peterborough and Barrie will see that number being closer to 12. Looking ahead at the next week in Toronto, it appears as though the temperature will start to drop. The weekend looks like we'll have some sun and clouds with a high of 6 degrees, and a low of 3 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. Monday will also see some sun, but the temperature will be dropping a bit to a high of 3 and a low of 1. Things will be looking a bit warmer on Tuesday with a high of 7 degrees and a low of 3. However, expect rain. On Wednesday, we're expected to be back to that mix of sun and clouds with a high of 2 and a low of negative 4. I'm Tori Goodwin with your weather update. Back to you in the studio.
That's all for the On the Record newsroom this November 17th, 2023. I'm Parker Tice.
And I'm Zoe Karajanis. Remember, you can always submit your news tips and ideas for investigation on our Allegedly column. Just be sure to scan the QR code on your screen now.
Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from the On the Record newsroom. And for latest news 24/7, be sure to visit ontherecordnews.ca. Have a great weekend.